class supervisors to reach wisdom, careless, doggering, and wise eyes, creating an office of sustainability under the office of the county executive and a new full-time position of director of sustainability that will directly report to the county executive, retitling the existing position of sustainability and environmental engineer to managing environmental engineer and funding the new position with funds from the appropriation for contingencies account.
Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, earlier in the committee meeting, we talked about how predictable I am, so I'll stick with that streak. But more seriously, I'd like to move approval, and I won't go on and on about the importance of this because it's been before us many times in many shapes and forms. But I will. I would like to note that. I guess one question you could ask is, why am I doing this now? Quite simply, this is a new year, it's 2011, and I haven't seen the progress in the past on what the green print actually specifically requires, which is an Office of Sustainability. The Green Print Work Group has given us their recommendation a while ago that we need this to move forward. And once again, just for those listening, we currently have a person providing half-time, part-time, to implementing the Green Print legislation. And I would like to say that we've actually made wonderful progress considering that Mr. Keith is only half-time. Imagine, please, if you will, dream for a second with me, what kind of progress we could have if we had a full-time person, and perhaps more. It doesn't stop there, but... You know, legislation doesn't just end here at the policymaking level. The administration has to carry out that policy. And I just think that one could even, you know, logically think that having almost a full-time person would almost somewhat double the return that we've seen on our investment. And in these fiscal challenging times that we're currently in, I don't think you can possibly say, we don't have the money to do this. In fact, what I would say is that We can't stand to not do this anymore. So please consider this once again. I know, and as it's specified in the resolution, that having a full-time person will definitely be paid for in savings, energy savings, grants that have been brought down. This committee had a report in October that showed all of the amazing things going on, all the stimulus money that we had drawn down. Imagine if we were at full speed. And the last thing that I'll just share is that, just for a reference, and the city of Milwaukee, I just met with Mr. Howard, has an Office of Sustainability, a full-time director, and 4 staff people. And they're half the size of Milwaukee County. So, once again, I move approval, and I just want to say it again. I'm sorry to keep repeating it, but it's not that we don't have the money or resources to do this. We cannot afford not to, as we are in these trying and challenging times. We have to be more efficient with the resources that we have. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
The motion is to approve. Are there further comments? Supervisor Lipscomb, then Supervisor Rice.
Thank you. I'm a co-sponsor, but I did want a question answered that I discussed with Supervisor Dmitrievich, but for staff that prepared the fiscal and whatnot. Was there any thought given to prorating the amount for the portion of the year that the position would actually be filled? It seems to me we could chop $32,000 off by simply saying it won't be filled before April 1st, and that it's that we would take 75% of the 1 year cost.
Julie?
Mr. Chair and committee members, the thought process was that we really don't know when this person is going to be hired. They could even be hired halfway through the year. What would happen then is that the remainder of that money would be allocated from the contingency of this position, would essentially drop to the bottom line of that department and then drop to the bottom line of the county in the end. So that's typically how it works. To get a better estimate, it's really hard to say right now because we really don't know when that person will
be. So existing mechanisms would already take care of.
Correct.
I functionally understand that it would take care of it in the sense that the money not being spent would ultimately drop to the bottom line. But in terms of how it's been budgeted, I can talk to with respect to the economic development position. I know that it was budgeted that way when it was put in the budget.
Well, I think the assumption is the following year you wouldn't want to budget $32,000 less than. So
correct. Well, the following year they would if to keep it in, they would have to give it a full year funding. But when it was originally inserted or when it's first implemented, you're talking about your current year costs. And well, so the current year costs are not in no scenario are they.
If I may respond, I guess that really wouldn't be my decision. It would be the maker of the resolution to help at what point they would expect that position to be, I guess, because it's hard for me to say. And I think in the case of the budget is they were had a plan of not actually being actively recruiting for somebody and knowing right away. I think that was the difference. I mean, so I just did it based on what I know today.
Sure. No, I'm sorry. I did not intend it as a criticism of the process.
Yeah.
I wanted
okay.
to understand yeah. whether there was something I didn't get. And I just think for a lot of people, it sounds like a lot of money when you know that we're not going to get a full year out of it. And I just want to be clear that we're not going to spend all that money because it's going to be at some point in this year.
Supervisor Dimitri.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And yes, Supervisor Lipscomb did ask me about that. Look, unlike some previous situations, I want to be honest in budgeting and have an honest price tag for an honest full-time position. This is what it takes to get a good quality person. This is similar to what other cities and counties pay. And I am sensitive to the fact, and we've had it happen in a lot of cabinet level. In fact, right now, we're probably at a 60%, you know, or I should say a 30% vacancy rate in some of those administrative positions. But what my hope is that this will obviously be in every budget from now on. It'll be a position, and it can be easily adjusted rather than adjusting it on the legislation to reflect what would be just 2011. I'd rather be honest about the cost and then adjust it. This is just me as a sponsor, adjust it as, you know, as see fit and have the money go back down to the bottom line. But I mean, it's the real cost of the position is what it will be every year that'll be a full year, hopefully. So I see your concerns, but, you know, I think the public can understand that the price will be reduced slightly when we do, you know, and it might take a while to find somebody. But every year in the future, that's will be the full price, and I do want to be as honest as possible about that. So I appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Rice.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the passion that Supervisor Dmitrievich has brought to this. I have been positive about some of the changes and cost savings that the efforts have resulted in for Milwaukee County. My concern with this resolution, however, is one, first of all, on a process, and secondly, fiscal impact. Resolution properly notes that there was an effort made during, I think, the last budget to create an Office of Sustainability, and it also notes that the board did not approve that. And so it appears that what's before us today is sort of a, I won't call it an end run, but an effort mid-year to do create a position that was rejected in the course of the ordinary Finance Committee's budget deliberations. And I've just raised the question about the precedent or the issue of process that creates. Secondly, from a process standpoint, it occurs to me that this is a matter involving a position that ordinarily I think would come before the Personnel Committee and its regular discussions on position creations and deletions and pay grade changes. And so I will make a motion that the matter be also referred to the Personnel Committee. And finally, I would just note that the funding for this is coming out of the contingency account. That's an account that is going to have tremendous pressure again on it, as it has in the past years, but I think particularly this year, particularly in light of what's developing with respect to revenues that were anticipated but might not be realized in this year. And so it's a discussion that we ought to have in terms of, you know, not is this, you know, something that we'd like to have, but can we afford it? And how do we balance this need against many other needs in Milwaukee County? And so I'm sure that the Finance Committee will have that discussion, and I'd also like to have that discussion before the Personnel Committee from an overall HR perspective.
We have a motion to refer to Personnel. Is there further discussion of that motion? Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Not on that motion, I'm sorry.
And the item is before us. Would the clerk please call the roll on referral?
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Dimitriadis?
No.
Wright?
Aye.
Liska?
No.
Mr. Chairman?
No. The item is before us. Is there further discussion? Supervisor Sanfilippo?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not as enthused about the sustainability aspects as some of my colleagues. I know the report that we did get a few months ago, while it did say we saved $800,000, we had to spend $10 million to do that. And there is no evidence yet to show us that by the time we pay back the $10 million, we're still going to be able to recoup those savings without having to continue to add additional investments. That being said, I may be able to be persuaded to support the resolution were it not for the fact that the funding is coming from appropriation for contingencies. As Supervisor Rice mentioned, we're going to have probably a lot of holes in the dike that we need to stick our fingers in by the end of the year. And so if this were to be funded out of the existing budget from that department, I probably could support it, but as it's written right now, I find it hard to support it. I can't agree with taking the money out of the contingency fund.
Supervisor Dimitrievic.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I'll just finish it here, but I did want to clarify that the performance energy contracts, the very essence of them are that they're guaranteed savings. We've signed agreements, and the also side benefit of the energy savings is that we've also, you're right, $10 million, we've upgraded and modernized our buildings that are totally outdated, and we've put some really state-of-the-art energy-efficient technology in those buildings, so that's another addition. But the essence of those guaranteed saving contracts is that we're in contracts with those providers, private providers, to achieve those savings. And if we don't, the way they're written is that they actually compensate us for that. And that's kind of the beauty of the performance contracting that many other government and private entities are doing. Secondly, I wish that I wasn't here having to ask for this now at this time of the year, three times over, and this type of funding. I mean, I wish that the green print, when it was adopted and signed into legislation unanimously and then by County Executive Walker, would have been adopted in its entirety. So I don't want to be here either. I don't want to have to ask for this small amount of money from the contingency fund. And I was someone who voted for the budget that contained extra money in the contingency fund because things come up. And we are, once again, and I'll just finalize here, I just don't think that we can afford not to do this any longer. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Before proceeding to the vote, I've received a late card from Jim Gooley, who would like to be heard on the issue. If you'd come forward, please. Mr. Gooley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisors, as you're aware, I'm with the Park People of Milwaukee County, but I also serve on the board of directors for the Milwaukee Environmental Consortium. The consortium is a group of currently 10 nonprofit organizations involved in the environmental field, one way, shape, or form. Over the last couple of years, we've had a number of discussions in-house. We all basically work out of the same location. There's obviously economies of skills for us smaller nonprofits to share office space and phone system and such. So we've had many conversations over these years about the great thing that the green print could be. And we've also discussed our disappointment with the speed of the action that was supposed to be required by the green print. We supported the green print right from the beginning, and we saw the savings. We saw not only economically but environmentally, and we were disappointed when the Office of Sustainability was not incorporated into the final product. As Supervisor Dimitrievich has said, the city of Milwaukee has a sustainability office and staff, and they have wonderful programs like Milwaukee Shines, where they're pushing energy savings, but also the use of alternative energy sources. I think that Milwaukee County can really benefit long range by incorporating an officer that's in charge of the sustainability effort. this officer, this manager can work with other departmental heads in bringing in the good ideas that can save the environment and save money over time, and work with those department heads in preparing their budgets, preparing their action plans, and so on and so forth, over time that can benefit Milwaukee County greatly. So I'm throwing my support behind this amendment. I think it's direly needed, and that's all I have to say. So thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. The item is before us. Is there further comments, Supervisor Rice?
I just had a question for the author, and that is whether we might consider an amendment that would fund the position not from the contingency account, but out of the savings that are being promised upon creation of this position. That's the basis, as I understand it, of the advocacy for it, that it's something that will result in dollar savings for Milwaukee County. If that's the case, could we not then fund it out of those funds rather than out of the contingency accounts?
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, please.
Okay. No, I definitely understand that, and there is talk about that in the resolution, but I guess for me, talking about that honesty again, there is real savings, and I think it'll happen. I'd rather have a full year of a full-time sustainability director with the costs associated, see the work that's done, and then with that real data we can gauge, and perhaps the next year in 2012 reduce the money that we put forward based on savings. That's kind of how I feel. I mean, we have savings, they're tangible, but I just would rather have the full resources dedicated in 1 year and look at those savings, and then I think we can evaluate that in the next year. But right now, I just think the most honest, direct way is to fund it from the contingency. Mr. Chairman, thank you.
The motion is before us. Further comment? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Van Filippo?
No.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Rye?
No.
Liskum?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Three ayes, two noes.
As noted at the outset of the meeting, number 5 has been withdrawn and will